Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This is a special schus for Rimoni Mirasi and the schus Yechiel ben Shalamis. The Sheif Shmaitza discusses in the third perek of the first Shmaitza the machlokas that he discusses at length in other prakim, Sveka Doraisa Minatora Chumra, Sveka Doraisa Torah Kula. So at the beginning of the third perek, he brings a raya for the sheet of the Ran and the Rashba that Sveka Doraisa is Asur Min HaTorah. What's the raya? So let's see. It says in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, in the first perek, the Gemara is a Shaila, that it says, Kol HaSvekos and Chas Nadir Les Aser, that the doubtful animals go into the pen for Meiser. And we want to know what type of sveikas we're dealing with. Elam of a sufik b'chayres, if we say we're talking about a sufik b'chor, behemish yoldan, it's not known if it gave birth earlier. You can't say that's the pshat. Why? Because it says, yeah, kadosh am rachmona b'lo shekvar kadosh. It says that the meiser behemer animal should be kadosh, and we darish should be kadosh, and not that it's already kadosh. So we see that a b'chor is patur mi meiser behema, since it's already kadosh b'kedushas ha-bechora, and since bechor vaday is pater min ha-meiser, memela safik is also pater min ha-meiser, safik bechor, because gabe meiser behema there's a special din that only you're allowed to take from the vaday, asiri vaday v'lo asiri safik. Therefore, it can't be that we're talking about a Safik Bechor, because a Safik Bechor is already Safik Holy. So Gemara says, what must we be talking about? We're talking about Safik Pidgin Petr Chamor. Now, there's a person that had a Safik Petr Chamor, and he redeemed it with a set, right? The Petr Chamor, the firstborn animal of the donkey. And the din is that either you redeem it with a seh or you decapitate it. So if he had a suffix peter chamor, you don't have to give the seh to the kohen, because maybe the chamor is pater. And a motzach oil of a raya, and the mishnah is telling us, and this b'raisa is telling us, that the seh doesn't have any kedusha, and this seh can go with the other tzong to take meiser from, as far as meiser behem is concerned. So that's what the Gemara says when we're dealing with this case of Sveikas Nechaz Nudasas. We're talking about Safik Pidgin Petr Chamor. So now the Shmaitza gets to his Raya. V'inema the Safik Mutter Men HaTorah Imkein Safik Bukhor Mutter Begizav Avoyde Bukhulin Gamur Vechav Alei Kadosh Kvar. If we say like the Rambam, that suffik da'iraisa is mutter min ha-Torah, so suffik b'chor is also mutter min ha-Torah b'gizav avoida, and it's like absolute chulin. So we can say that when it says in the Braisa that sveikas nechas nadir l'saser, we're talking about a suffik b'chor, because it's mutter b'gizav avoida, and there's no kedush at all, and therefore it's not going to be pater mitam yiyah kadosh lo shekvar kadosh, because according to the Rambam there's no kedush at all. So we have a shtar kashir and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that sveikas are mutter min ha-Torah. So he could then hold that a safik b'chor is talking about, that when it says safik b'choros, it's talking about kol ha-sveikin chasazin de l'sasir, talking about safik b'choros. Because according to the Rambam, it's not kfar kadosh. Not even misafik, because it's mutter b'giziv avoda. Since it's a suffix, it's a mutter b'gizav avoda, and therefore it's not even, and therefore it has no kedush at all, and he should be able to use it, put it in the pen, and be maaser it. So why is the Gemara doche and say no? It's already considered kadosh. It must be because we have a din that sveikat araisa is min haTorah lechumra, and therefore the Gemara says that when it's a case of suffix, it's considered kvar kadosh. But if you'd hold like the Rambam, then the Gemara wouldn't have been docha that we can't be talking about Safik Bechor, because Safik Bechor is nothing, because Sveik is Lakula. It's Mutter Begiz of Avoda. So if a suffik isn't kadosh min haTorah, that's like vadei chulin. Because the fact that you can, the fact that it's mutter begizav avoda makes it like vadei chulin. According to the Rambam, it would not be, aser at all. It would be completely mutter. So why can't you use it for meiser behema? This suffik b'chor, according to the Rambam, it's a mutter begizav avoda. And therefore it's like vadei chulin. So it must be that tzveik is aser min haTorah, and therefore it's taka kadosh misafek, and it's aser begizer vavoda, and that's why you're not allowed to use this animal for meiser. Not this animal is not allowed to be used for meiser behema, and that would be a raya for the Ran and the Rashba. So the Gemara is a good kasha. It's already yeah kadosh v'lo shekvar kadosh, because it's kadosh misafek and we're machmir misafek. That's a series suffik. So that's the raya against the Rambam. So Moreno, Hagaon Rav Nosson Gishtetner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We've been trying to go through his book on Bav Mitzia. We have had many shiurim, but believe me, friends, many more in the wings. If God gives us life, Amir Tzashem, I hope. So on page Choftes of his Sefer on Bav Nosson Piri on Bav Mitzia, Rav Nosson answers the Shitas HaRambam as follows. Uliashiv Shitas HaRambam Sfeged HaRaisim and HaTorah L'Kulo. As he writes in three different places, we can say as follows. That Sfeged L'Kulo, it's only a din hanhog of the Gavra. And that is when a person's Mesupik B'davra, if it's Heter or Isser, the Torah said he could be Somich and Sada Heter and be Matir B'Hanhoga. It's not a din in the Etzim Cheftz. In other words, if Kamishmai Galia, that it's is an iser, the echalos iser is a nifgal yidei sfeko shel gavra zeh. Because we see b'chaticha shabar l'ruvin shuchel v'achla. If Ruvin's sure about a certain chaticha that it's chelav and he eats it, he's a mischay v'chatas. And if Shimon who eats it is mesupik, he's pater michatas. So are we going to say that because of the suffik of Shimon, the chaticha turned from iser to heter? No, the Torah says that since Shimon is mesupik, so he's allowed to be knowing in this chaticha ketzara kulan to eat it kilu it's heter. Avaleina safek oisa shinui begufa cheftz. A safek doesn't make a change in the gufa cheftz. And if so, besafek b'chor, it's true that according to the gavra, he could be knowing din chulin since he's mesupik b'kedusha. So nevertheless, if the emes is that it's really the b'chor, it's really kadosh be'etzim. Just the gavra is mutter to be. To be Mekel. And Reb Shimon writes something very similar to this in its Chedushim and Yevamos, Simen Yud Gimel Os Yud Ayin Sham. So if that's true, then we can understand the Rambam. That the Gemara says Safik Bukhor is not nichnas l'saser, because yeah kadosh amar achman avolok shekvar kadosh, and it could be it's already kadosh. In other words, the Rambam's telling you that you could be mekel on a safik is just telling you that that you the gavra have a right to be mekel on safik, but it doesn't change the status of the animal. As far as the animal's concerned, we see the animal as it being it might be inherently holy. So since there's a tzad that it's holy. So the Gemara says, "Velo, it's still called a siri safek." Velo shikvar kadosh am rachmana. So the Rambam's correct, and the Gemara's correct. The Rambam's correct that you, the gavra, could be noeg lekula, and the Gemara's correct that it's still called safek kadosh, because the etzem cheft of the behema might very well still be holy. So that's Rav Nosson, and that's like us, Rav Shimon in this chedushim and yavamis. However, we can still say that since Akopanim Lina Hagas Hagavra, the Torah says you could be met Noah Gitzada Kula as if it's not Kadosh, so it should really go into the Dir L'Saser. Because if it's on Hag of the Gavra, so as far as the Gavra is concerned, he should be Noheg Kilu Eino Kadosh. And even if Klapish Mayagalyu, God knows that it is holy, but the Gavra should be Noheg as if it's not holy. But it's not sure what I just said. Because since the Torah says that b'chol safek yesh leino ketzada kula, so we should really patrik min ha-maiser, because to be mechayvet b'maiser we're told l'kula shu kadosh. Umimela patrik min ha-maiser. Because the Torah said you should always be noy ketzada kula. So you want to be noy ketzada kula, so ketzada kula we're going to patrik this animal from maiser. Because to be mechayv this animal and meiser, we're told l'kula that it's kadosh. And memeil, it's patur mena meiser. So here that's hafuch al hafuch. The kula is that it's kadosh, and that patters it from meiser. So now the Rambam's terrific. Rambam holds sveikas mutter mena Torah. Rambam holds sveikas mutter mena Torah. So im kain, that's fake as mutter mena Torah. We had a kash in the Rambam. Then why does it say shekvar kadosh? According to the Rambam, it's not kadosh. It's fake as mutter mena Torah. The answer is not true, because fake l'kula is only in the gavra, but it's not a shinu in the etzem achevtza. And if kapi shmaya galya that it's the bechor, then it really is kadosh. Therefore, the Gemara says it's kadosh kfar. What are you going to say? That also lefi the din on hagas hagavra, we should assume that it's not holy and be mechayvet b'meiser. Oh, you want to say it's on hagas hagavra? So the gavra is knowing that it's not holy, and let's be mechayvet in meiser. The answer is not true. Because mitzad on haga, you should also go lekula and say it's patur b'meiser. So mitzad the etzem cheft of the animal, it could be that it's kfar kadosh. That hasn't changed. And as far as you're on haga of treating it as not kadosh, so you want to say b'machayvet mitzad that you're treating it as not kadosh, so b'machayvet and meiser? No. Mitzad you're on haga, it's going to be pater from meiser, because the kula there is going to tell you that it's pater from meiser. So as far as using the animal giz of avoda, the kula is going to tell you it's mutter b'giz of avoda. And as far as using it for meiser, then haga is going to tell you not to use it for meiser. Because that's the kula there. Not that it can't work for meiser. So maman of shach. If you discuss, look at the cheftza, it's already kadosh maybe. And if you look at yiran haga, it's yiran haga's lekula, that's not chayv and meiser. So that would be a great defense of the Rambam. Terrific. However, we can still be mamed the kasha of the Shev Shemaitza, because kadosh means separate, parish, muvdal, like we say in Taras Kohanim, kadoshim to you, prushim to you. And if so, even if klapi shmaya galia that it's the bechor, nevertheless, you can't call it kadosh. Because lefi an hagas hagavra, he has to be noeg badin chulin, because feko lekula. So it's not begeder ye kadosh, lo shekvar kadosh, shebe emes eino kadosh. So how do you call it kadosh? From the fact that we call it kadosh, what would that indicate? That would indicate that it's already holy. You can't say that the gavra is poresh, but it's kadosh. The gavra has to separate from it, but it's holy. It's an internal contradiction. Because if the animal is holy, it means the gavra has to stay away. It's only if the animal is not holy, if it's not kadosh, then the person is allowed to use the animal. So in the Gemara is the language of it being already holy, of it being kfar kadosh, that would indicate not like the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds that you're allowed to be noeg et kechulin, you're allowed to retreat it as chulin. And here the Gemara is saying it's kadosh, which implies that you're not allowed to. Befoal, you're not allowed to use it as, you're not allowed to treat it like chulin.
Because kadosh means that you're separate. This again would be a kasha right against the Rambam, because the Rambam says that Sveka is lekula. If Sveka is lekula, then you wouldn't call this animal holy, because holy means that you're the suffix animal. Holy means that you're machmir, you're staying away from it. So the Gemara says that it's already called holy. According to the Rambam, it's only suffix. It's not holy, because holy means you're separate from it. According to the Rambam, you're not separate from it. However, we could be miyashiv the kasha of the Sheif Shmaitza and the Rambam. That be'emes, even the Rambam would say that there's a case where a suffik b'chor is going to be asur d'oraisa. And that is where there's a tarovus of a b'chor b'pashut, of a b'chor with a regal, with a non-b'chor. And there it's ikbi surah when you have a b'chor and a pashut, so you don't know which is which, but that's called ikbi surah. There's a kviyas isur. So in such a case, like we've discussed so much in our shiurim, the Shemaitza says, Shemaitza Aleph Perek Beis, Sveko asim in a Torah. Shemaitz is talking about a case in the Sarif of Machbo, a mamzer v'kosher. Even the Rambam would hold, it could be surah, because you know there's a mamzer there. So now we can explain that it says, Ilema safik b'chor, hainu safik b'chor, the ikbi surah. So if we make a little shtick of lukimta here, so then solves our problem. Safik b'chor is when it's ikbi surah. There the Rambam says it's kvar kadosh. Because there's a b'chor there. You don't know which is the b'chor and which is the non-b'chor, but you know there's a b'chor there. So then, each animal is called already kadosh because it's ikbi surah. So therefore, since the Gemara is talking about where it's ikbi surah, when it says sfeikos nechnasim l'dior l'saser, it can't be talking about a b'chor. Because a b'chor, even according to the Rambam, you'd be machmir if it's ikbi surah. So what are you going to answer me? You're going to say, so the Gemara should have answered that this brisa is talking about a suffix b'chor, the lo ikbi surah. And then according to the Rambam, it's not kadosh. So why does the Gemara just say that? But if that's the case, then what's the Tana teaching us when he says that Sveikos nechnasim l'dior l'saser? Why not? My kamash malana Tana, when he says that Sveikos nechnasim l'dior l'saser, why shouldn't they be? Since Sveikos d'oraisa is l'kula, so it's chulin gemurim. Pashit that it's chayiv b'maiser. Because if lagabe iser chamer of b'chor, we're makel to say that it's chulin, and it doesn't have kedusha, so mekol shekain, that we're makel, that there's not a problem of being poter memono b'memono shel kohen. So we're certainly going to be makel and say that we're not going to be worried about the fact that you're patering your own obligation with the money of the kohen. We're already so makel that we're going to assume that the suffix has no kedusha. You're able to be no egizav avoda. You're not acting towards holiness. So certainly, there's not a problem to use it for meiser. So there's no chiddush. So we need this. We need this brisa to be mechudish. So it's not going to be mechudish if it's telling us about a regular b'chor. Of course, a regular b'chor is nichnas l'dior l'saser according to the Rambam. No shayla. So it turns everything around. Before, and we thought that according to the Gemara, it's pashut that the b'chor can't be nichnas l'dior l'saser. Now we say, of course it can. If it's just a regular b'chor, according to the Rambam, it can. When can it not? When it's a ikbei surah. Then the Rambam holds your machmir. Then it's kvar kadosh. But if it's not kadosh because it's suffix lekula, you can be kizav avoda, avad that's pashut, you can also use it for meiser. So therefore the Gemara is compelled to give a better teretz. talking about Pidyon Peter Chamor. There you would think that since he was Mafrish says ze, the Pidyon Safek Peter Chamor, so it's Safek Mamon Kohen. And since it's Safek Mamon Kohen, it should be Peter from Meiser. Because you're going to be Potter Mimono, but Mamon Mimono Shel Kohen. That we don't want you to do. We don't want you to Potter your Mamon with the Mamon of the Kohen. So if you have a Pidyon Peter Chamor, you have this Seh, and you're not sure if it really is Peter Chamor or not, if it's Pidyon Peter Chamor or not. It's Safek Mamon Kohen. So that you can't use for Meiser. That you would think that you can't use that for Meiser because you're pattering your money with the Mammon of the Kohen. So now the Bryce is already telling us a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That even though Linyan Isser, this Seh was separated Lepidyon, nevertheless, Linyan Mammon, it's Kamamon Vaday Shel Yisrael. And it's not Kepoter Mamona, but Mamona Shel Kohen. V'nichnas L'dir L'Saser. So we're talking about Safek Pidyon Peter Chamor. And you would think that since he was Mafrish, this Seh, the Pidyon Safek Peter Chamor, it's Safek Mamon Kohen. And since it's Safek Mamon Kohen, he should be Pater from Meiser, because it's the Mamon of the Kohen, you know how to use, fulfill your Meiser obligation with the money of the Kohen. Kamashman, no! As far as Isser is concerned, we had a din that you had to be Mafrish this Seh, to be Poder the Chamor. But as far as the, whose money it's considered, it's still considered your money, considered Vare Mono Shel Yisrael, and it's not Kepoter Mono Shel Kohen. Therefore, it's nichnas ladir lehisaser, and that's the big chiddush, that even though you were mafresh it, but nevertheless, it's still considered your mamon, and it can be used for meiser. And that's how the Gemara, that's the end of that section, that understanding what the Bryce is talking about. So we started off with the kasha and the Rambam, the kasha of the Shmaitza, from this Braisa, that if you hold Sveik as Lakula, the Shmaitza says, according to the Rambam, it shouldn't be considered Kadosh. But we prove that it is Kadosh. The Yatzim Cheftz is Kadosh, and you're also Noeg Lakula, so therefore it won't be Chayiv and Meiser. And then we said, yeah, but if it's considered Kadosh, then it's Muvdal. So that means that the Gavra is Muvdal. Not like the Rambam, that the Gavra is not Muvdal. The answer, the Rambam will say, you know why the Gavra's Muvdal was talking about? Where it's Ikbe Surah, where there's a Bechor and a Pashit, and since it's Ikbe Surah, even the Rambam holds you have to be Machmir. So why don't we just Metaritz that we're talking about where there's not Ikbe Surah? And then it's Nechaz Dil Asasa, the Rambam would say it's Pashit, why not? Therefore, the Gemara says, talking about Safek Pidyon Peter Chamor. Now, you might think that since he's Mafrish this Seh, the Pidyon Peter Safek Chamor, so it's Safek Mamon Kohen. Kamash Mla, no. That means in Isser you have to be Mafrish it, but then when it comes to whose money it's considered, it's still considered your money, and therefore it's not Kepoter Mono Shel Kohen, V'nechens Ladir Lis Aser. Okay, that was Gevaldik. There's still a lot more to say, but Mirtz Hashem, we will. God should give us life, and we should be able to say it. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.